And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Our community will celebrate the 10th anniversary of Relay for Life on the Coastside this June 3rd and 4th. Here's Jim Holly with our feature story of the week.
Shannon Riley Pound, welcome to Coastside Radio.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, you told me you have a nickname.
I am Rusty. That's how most folks know me.
Most people on the coast know you as Rusty. May I use Rusty then?
Yes, please.
Okay, Rusty. So what's your involvement with Relay for Life?
Well, I am the event lead. So that means I'm kind of the chief in charge for the second year in a row. I started out 3 years ago as the team leader for our Rotary Club of Half Moon Bay. And I'm really delighted to be doing this for a second year in a row. I feel like I've got it down pat now.
All right, good. So when I first heard about Relay for Life, I thought, well, a bunch of people are going to show up in their shorts and put numbers on and run a mile or a couple of miles. But that's not the way this goes, is it?
It is not the way it goes. It can. You are welcome to come out in your shorts with a number on. It's not a typical relay, and I think it's important to remember that. And so folks who don't run or maybe don't even walk can absolutely come out to relay. The concept of a relay for life is cancer never sleeps, and so for 24 hours, neither will we. We'll be on the track for 24 hours. Walking, some folks are in wheelchairs. Some folks will hula around the track, and we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay. Now, tell me about your track. It's not your typical track. You've got something else set up.
Right, Jim. We're at Half Moon Bay High School again for the third year, and I want to really put a shout-out to Half Moon Bay High School for having us out there in the quad. So we fashion a track around the quad, which is a really awesome venue for us. As you know, our coastal weather tends to be kind of wet and chilly, particularly in the wee hours of a 24-hour event. So we have power out there. We have ready seating and tables to be very comfortable. And all important, we have restrooms at the high school. So we are not out on the track. We will be out at the quad at Half Moon Bay High School on June 3rd and June 4th this year.
Is there a winner of this relay, or how does all that work?
That's a really good question. And I would say the winner is anyone who comes out to the event to support the American Cancer Society cause, which is, in the end, fighting cancer. We all win when we do something to fight cancer.
I looked at the website and got a little information on it. It looks like you're even using teams of people.
Yeah, the teams are anywhere from, we've got a team called Fighting for Friends. They're a great group of realtors and escrow folks. Rocket Farms is out there. And if you haven't been to Relay and seen Rocket Farms team with their amazing plants and flowers at a very steep discount, you've got New Leaf out there. They'll be serving lunch for us. So a lot of teams raising money before Relay for Life, the event, and then as well, we'll be raising funds on site on that day.
Now, will some of these teams be racing teams or walking teams or whatever teams participating in the actual relay?
Yes, most do. Most will have people out on the track during the full 24-hour event, including in the very wee hours. We've got diligent walkers out there. And what's really fun, I mentioned before, some folks will be hulaing around the track. So we have laps that will be what we call theme laps. We've got a tutu lap. We even have a bra lap that all genders and ages are encouraged to participate in, which really symbolizes those who have suffered and won the battle with breast cancer. And our hula folks, part of our entertainment, will be out there doing a great show for us. And then after which, they do a lap around the track in their hula skirts, and they invite everyone to come around. And it's a lot of fun, Jim.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, it must take a few people to make this thing happen.
Well, it takes a village, I always say, and certainly our community is loaded with folks who are civic-minded and service-oriented, and yes, we have a team on our event lead group that has put on this event, and each of the teams has a team leader that has raised funds and championed this cause. It's all about raising money to fight cancer and for services for the American Cancer Society and those who are going through cancer.
So I can imagine you'll probably have a few folks out there that might, certainly survivors, but you might also have a few folks participating in the relay that might have active cancer, maybe under treatment.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jim, this is a really great time for me to give you a little insight as to what relay looks like. So it's a track fashioned around the quad of the high school, as we talked about. And we have a couple of really big tents. One of those is our stage where we will have some amazing entertainment. I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about that. And the other major tent is our survivor tent. And that is a great place because part of this event is really about not just raising money to fight cancer, and to celebrate those caregivers, but also we celebrate survivors out there. You bet. There will be people out at Relay for Life this year who are battling with cancer, and we have a place for them to go. It's called our survivor tent. And there they will have complimentary neck and shoulder massages, and that's done by Balance Center here in Half Moon Bay. They're coming out this year to do massages all throughout day one on Saturday. We also have nice rocking chairs and blankets for them to be comfortable in case the weather is not as conducive as we'd like it to be, and just a place where they can really be cared for and loved and celebrated.
All right. Now, is it too late to sign up?
It is not too late. It's never too late to sign up. In fact, you can come to Relay day of, and we'd ask that you register. And we do that so that we can really track how many people are out there and who is a survivor, who is a caregiver. As I said, we celebrate survivors and caregivers out at Relay.
Okay. Now, is there a fee, an entry fee for this, or how does, you know, one signs up, is it going to cost some money or?
No, and I'm glad you asked that too, because this is one of those great events where you can come out and have a good time. It's fun for the whole family. It's fun if you don't have a family, if you're coming by yourself, you can meet up with folks there. It's a whole day, a whole 24-hour event, and it doesn't cost you a darn thing. And for the joy of it and the fun of it, it's really a remarkable thing. The entertainment is nothing to sneeze at, Jim. We've got a lineup including the hula dancers we talked about earlier. We've got a German-Austrian sing-along. Our friend E.J. Dieterle will be doing that. And Bear Coon is out again this year. We've got Paul Godwin and Bodie. We really have an amazing lineup of entertainment all day long. And it all kind of ends with, at 9 o'clock, we have, in the evening, 9 o'clock, we have our Luminaria ceremony, an absolutely beautiful and moving tribute with luminaria candle lit all along the track, which are bags which have been designed by folks who are celebrating someone who is a survivor or, in fact, someone that they've lost. And these brightly lit luminaria bags line the track, as I said, and we take a silent and memorable walk around the track to remember what we're doing this for. And we call that our Luminaria ceremony. If you haven't been to one, if you haven't been to a relay, this you've got to come and see. Really moving.
Now, that'd be at 9 o'clock in the morning on the 5th?
Let me correct you on that. That's June 3rd, 9 o'clock in the evening. So just as it's getting dark, we have the Luminaria, which really just light up the track. It's quite beautiful.
Well, it sounds fantastic. Now, if somebody wanted to come with their family, are there refreshments to buy and that sort of thing as well?
There are. There are refreshments. There will be snacks that New Leaf will be having. We've got the Lions Club doing burgers at dinner time. So there's just something for everyone out there, starting with our opening ceremony at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Okay, and that's Saturday the...
June 3rd.
All right. Could you give me some contact information? I mean, this sounds like a very interesting event that people might want to come to.
It is very interesting. It's very important, and it's a lot of fun, Jim. And I would encourage everyone to go for more information to relayforlife.org, and you can hunt for our event simply by putting in our city of Half Moon Bay or the zip code 94019. And the new event of name this year is Relay for Life of the Coastside. We have tried to incorporate everyone on our coast from Pacifica down through Pescadero. We do have a Pescadero team that will be joining us for the second year in a row as well.
And again, the time that this will start?
10 a.m. on Saturday, June 3rd through 10 a.m., Sunday, June 4th.
Thank you very much for coming in. This sounds like a wonderful event.
Thank you, Jim.
So, Coastsiders, you've just heard about another event that certainly contributes to our welfare and contributes to a very, very worthy cause, the American Cancer Society. So, this is Jim Holly, and I'm with Coastside Radio. Thank you for listening.
It's not too late to join in on the fight against cancer. Whether you are part of a team or just want to walk or donate, money raised will be used by the American Cancer Society to continue the war on this disease that has taken many of our loved ones. It's all happening at the Half Moon Bay High School from 10 a.m. Saturday through 10 a.m. Sunday. There will be food, live entertainment, and camping. For sign-ups and more information, just Google Relay for Life Half Moon Bay. On behalf of the Radio Magazine team, this is Jim Henderson. Thank you for listening. A lot of things can change in 9 years. Perhaps you have forgotten what things were like on the coastside, the nation, and the world in 2008. Let's take a ride back and find out. Cameron Palmer fires up the KHMB time machine for a return to 2008. Next on your Coastside Community Station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Hello, I'm Susan Ackerman, and I live down on the South Coast, and I come to Granola's, have coffee with my friends, have their incredibly delicious quiche, and have their gluten-free pastries. We love sitting around their handmade redwood tables and soft cushioned seats and being in just a super relaxing, lovely, non-stressful coffee house. The coffee's amazing as well, and they serve it with almond milk, coconut milk, and any sort of creamer.
Granola's Coffee House, open Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturday and Sundays, 7:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Granola's Coffee House is located at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, next to BK Motors and Half Moon Bay.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
What do you do with leftover medicine? Just throw it in the trash or flush it down the toilet, right? Wrong. Improper disposal of unused or expired medicine puts harmful pollutants into our oceans and drinking water. San Mateo County now provides more than 24 safe medicine disposal kiosks throughout the peninsula, including Half Moon Bay Pharmacy, Sheriff Substations in Half Moon Bay and Moss Beach, and the Pacifica Police Department. Help protect our natural environment. Visit smchealth.org/RX disposal to find a drop-off location near you.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine, with host Cameron Palmer.
2008. Do you remember what things were like on the coastside 9 years ago, in May of 2008? Well, let's see what was going on by checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Deputies nabbed trio with stolen goods. Coastside authorities arrested 3 Oakland men on a car burglary charge early Monday morning, after pursuing them along Highway 1 through Devil Slide. Half Moon Bay Police responded to an auto burglar report on Oak Avenue at 3 a.m. and found that the victim's speaker box and in-dash DVD player were stolen. Minutes later, the San Mateo County Sheriff spotted a car and pulled it over and found items in the trunk along with 65 other stolen items. Half Moon Bay Police will soon employ tasers. Following a host of other cities across the nation, Half Moon Bay Police Department plans to equip its police with tasers, non-lethal, that shoot 2 wired electrons into the victim to shock them and incapacitate them. Police Chief Don O'Keefe announced his desire to buy these tasers for all the city's law enforcement staff. Now, for a little history in the making, from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub, there's a great event coming up on June 3rd and 4th that many Coastsiders will not want to miss out on. It's Relay for Life, held at the Half Moon Bay High School to raise money for aiding local cancer victims and for cancer research. It kicks off at 10 a.m. Saturday on June 3rd, and teams walk laps around the quad area of the high school for a continuous 24 hours in a row, with a closing ceremony on Sunday morning. The idea is that cancer never sleeps, so anyone that has been touched by cancer, either personally or through a loved one, keeps the walks going. You can visit and walk as many laps as you'd like while seeing other local folks participating. Booths along the relay lap offer fun things, from food items to flowers to crafts. The teams get very creative in what they offer to raise money. Music goes throughout the 24 hours with lots of entertainment spots. My brother Kevin recovered from a serious cancer 19 years ago. On a cross-country trip, he came across a small town celebrating a Relay for Life and came back determined to start one in our town. Over the years, it has raised huge monies for the cause. It's a happy event despite the thought of cancer. I stop by each year and enjoy the event as well. I visit my mom in the survivor's tent, where survivors stop and get a bit of pampering. Not up to the walking laps, as a survivor tent can be a nice place to sit in one of the rockers and just relax. I hope to see a bunch of you up there. June 3rd and 4th at the Half Moon Bay High School. Check it out and then come visit Cameron's Inn to round off your day. I do hope you'll visit us soon down at my pub, Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. Property prices continue to fall on both sides of the Atlantic and Europe and America, causing hardship to many homeowners and problems for the financial institutions. Bank of America is ready to take over the country's biggest mortgage lender, as Countrywide Financial is rumored to be close to bankruptcy. In a deal, Citigroup, the nation's largest bank, joins a number of other high-profile financial institutions in reporting a fourth-quarter loss of $9.8 billion caused by subprime mortgage problems. The government reacts to these problems by agreeing to a $150 billion stimulus package, including rebates for most tax filers of up to $600 for individuals and $1,200 for couples and for families, an additional $300 per child. Cost of living in 2008, average income, $40,500. And the average cost of a new car is close to $28,000, with gas at $3.39 a gallon. In popular music, this singer-songwriter is one of the most popular contemporary female recording artists of all time. Born in Pennsylvania, she moved to Nashville at 14 to pursue a career in country music. She has done so much, including non-country hits. Here's Taylor Swift with Love Story.
We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball games. Say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said stay away from Juliet, and I was crying on the staircase. faith in you was fading. When I met you on the outskirts of town, and I said, Romeo, save me. I've been feeling so alone. I keep waiting for you, but you never come. Is this in my head? I don't know what to think. He knelt to the ground and pulled out a ring and said, marry me, Juliet. You never have to be alone. I love you, and that's all I really know. I talked to your dad, go pick out a white dress. It's a love story, baby, just say yes.
This Southern California singer-songwriter was born in Malibu, made her debut just last year, and is well on her way to success. She sold over 10 million singles, and this is just one of her top Billboard hits. Here's Colby Calais and Realize.
Take time to realize that your warmth is crashing down on me. Take time to realize that I am on your side. Didn't I tell you? But I can't spell it out for you. No, it's never gonna be that simple. No, I can't spell it out for you. If you just realize what I just realized, then we'd be perfect for each other and we'll never find another. Just realize what I just realized, we'd never have to wonder if we missed out on each other now. Take time to realize, oh, I'm on your side. Didn't I tell you? Take time to realize, oh, I'm on your side. Oh, 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 oh. But I can't spell it out. No, it's never gonna be that simple. No, I can't spell it out for you. If you just realize what I just realized, then we'd be perfect for each other and we'll never find another. Just realize what I just realized, we'd never have to wonder if we missed out on each other. But it's not the same. No, it's never the same if you don't feel it too. If you meet me halfway, if you would meet me halfway, it could be the same for you. If you just realize what I just realized, perfect for each other and we'll never find another. Just realize what I just realized, we'd never have to wonder if we missed out on each other. Just realize what I just realized, that we'd be perfect for each other and we'll never find another. Just realize what I just realized, we'd never have to wonder if we missed out on each other now.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Your summer adventure awaits at Unipero Serra High School. Take an easy ride over the hill to Serra's conveniently located campus, just a block off Highway 92 in San Mateo, where boys and girls can participate in a variety of summer programs. You can register online now for Serra Summer School, a co-ed academic program that offers an extensive catalog of courses for middle school, pre-high, and high school students. Serra Swim School, where kids gain skills to become confident lifelong swimmers under the guidance of their dedicated certified staff. Private and small group lessons are available. Also on Serra's campus this summer, next level sports camps, Golden State Aquatics camps, and Peninsula Wrestling Clinics. And back this summer, Padre Rowing Camp at Bear Island Aquatic Center. Make the most of the summer days ahead. Get all the scoop on schedules, registration, and more at sarahhs.com/summer17.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Last week, I started a three-part show on disaster preparedness for your pet. In part two, I will go over emergency supplies. It's important to prepare emergency supplies and traveling kits. If you must evacuate your home in a crisis, plan for the worst-case scenario. Even if you think you may be gone for only a day, assume that you may not be allowed to return for several weeks. When recommendations for evacuation have been announced, follow the instructions of local and state officials. To minimize evacuation time, take these simple steps. Make sure all pets wear collars and tags with up-to-date identification information. Your pet's ID tag should contain his name, telephone number, and any urgent medical needs. Be sure to also write your pet's name, your name, and contact information on your pet's carrier. The ASPCA recommends microchipping your pet as a more permanent form of identification. A microchip is implanted under the skin in the animal's shoulder area and can be read by a scanner at most animal shelters. Always bring pets indoors at the first sign or warning of a storm or disaster. Pets can become disoriented and wander away from home in a crisis. Store an emergency kit and leashes as close to an exit as possible. Make sure that everyone in the family knows where it is and that it's clearly labeled and easy to carry. Items to consider keeping in or near your evac pack include pet first aid kit and guidebook. Ask your vet what to include. 3 to 4 days worth of canned, pop top, or dry food. Be sure to rotate every 2 months. Disposable litter trays. Aluminum roasting pans are perfect. Litter or paper toweling. Liquid dish soap and disinfectant. Disposable garbage bags for cleanup. Pet feeding dishes and water bowls. Extra collar or harnesses, as well as an extra leash. Photocopies and or USB of medical records and a waterproof container with a 2-week supply of any medicine your pet requires. Remember, food and medications need to be rotated out of your emergency kit, otherwise they may go bad or become useless. At least 7 days' worth of bottled water for each person and pet. Store in a cool, dry place and replace every 2 months. A traveling bag, crate, or sturdy carrier, ideally one for each pet. Flashlight, blanket, recent photos of your pets in case you're separated and need to make lost posters. Especially for cats, pillowcase, toys, scoopable litter. Especially for dogs, extra leash, toys, and chew toys, a week's worth of cage liner. You should also have an emergency kit for the human members of the family. Items to include batteries, duct tape, flashlight, radio, multi-tool, tarp, rope, permanent marker, spray paint, baby wipes, protective clothing and footwear, extra cash, rescue whistle, important phone numbers, extra medication, and copies of medical and insurance information. Pet Patrol will continue in a minute, but first a word about our great selection of kitty treats. We have treats for even the pickiest feline. Freeze-dried meat treats from Origin, Vita Essentials, Nature's Variety, and Bravo. For kitties that like something softer, we have grain-free treats from My Little Lion and Blue Buffalo. Crunchy treats from Well Pet and Greenies. Treats with supplements added from Nature Vet and Pet Naturals. And last but not least, Bonito Flakes from Kathmandu. Come on in and we will help you find the perfect treat for your feline friend. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Give us a call at 726-3700 or visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com. And now back to our show. Keep the ASPCA on hand at all times. The free ASPCA mobile app shows pet parents exactly what to do in case of a natural disaster. It also allows pet owners to store vital medical records and provides information on making life-saving decisions during natural disasters. With a few swipes, you can access critical advice on what to do with your pet before, during, and after a major storm, even if there's no data connectivity. Store and manage your pet's critical health records. Receive a personalized missing pet recovery kit, including step-by-step instructions on how to search for a lost animal in a variety of circumstances. Build a lost pet digital flyer that can be shared instantly on your social media channels. Get the latest and most relevant news about pets and animal welfare. Next week in Part 3, I will be going over other considerations such as location, what to do for horses, birds, reptiles, and small animals. If you need a first aid kit or you need tags for your pets, Kibbles and Gifts is happy to help you out. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Is it time to sell your home? So who do you trust to sell it, to get it on the market effectively and efficiently? Hi, this is Martha Longhi of Alon Pinnell Realtors, a trusted family-owned brokerage since 1990. We're known for our integrity and our innovation. And as a Bay Area realtor in my 10th year of service, I can tell you that selling a home can be complicated and a little stressful too, no doubt. This is why you need the services of an experienced, qualified, knowledgeable realtor. I can guide you through this process every step of the way. You know, not all realtors work the same way. To find out what I do for my listing clients, give me a call, 787-9980, or visit marthalonghi.com.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Alexi Meyer, certified and licensed massage therapist and guest host for this week's Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today I would like to talk about the health benefits of massage. Perhaps you think of having a massage of a treat, something to enjoy, something that makes you feel good. Well, that's certainly true. But a massage as a health benefit? Some of these benefits will sound familiar. Massages can relieve anxiety and stress, relax muscle tension, relieve post-operative pain and break up scar tissue, manage low back pain, enhance exercise performance, lower blood pressure, promote better sleeping patterns, and increase blood flow. I think you will agree these benefits promote good health. So you see, getting a massage is not just a luxury. It should be part of your regular health regimen. It's an introduction to learning more about your own body and state of mind. I would like to talk more about a specific common pain that many people ask about, the sciatic nerve. But first, a short message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely Coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We will make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I would like to talk more about a specific common pain that many people ask about, the sciatic nerve. Many people ask about relief from the common pain caused by the sciatic nerve. The sciatic nerve is the longest and widest single nerve in the human body. It provides the connection to the nervous system for the legs and the muscles of the back of the thigh down to the foot. It originates from spinal nerves L4 to S3. This is the tenderness and pain typically showing up on one side of the body. Massage can help alleviate pain from the sciatic nerve by massaging the muscles near and sometimes on the located pain. Massage therapy helps alleviate sciatic nerve pain in two ways. One, tight lower back muscles can place stress on your nerve roots. Massage therapy loosens these muscles and helps prevent pinching or irritation. Massage therapy may not permanently solve your sciatic pain, but as one component of a well-rounded treatment plan, it can help alleviate your symptoms while providing you with a relaxing and enjoyable experience. Breathing is also important in massage. If you concentrate on your breath a few times a day, it might make a difference in your life, since breathing is like a massage for your lungs. Here is a quick fact from lung.org. Over time, stale air builds up, leaving less room for the diaphragm to contract and bring in fresh oxygen. With the diaphragm not working to full capacity, the body starts to use other muscles in the neck, back, and chest for breathing. This translates into lower oxygen levels and less reserve for exercise and activity. If practiced regularly, breathing exercises can help rid the lungs of accumulated stale air, increase oxygen levels, and get the diaphragm to return to its job of helping you breathe. Here is an exercise you might find helpful. Inhale and exhale rapidly through your nose, keeping your mouth closed but relaxed. Your breaths in and out should be equal in duration, but as short as possible. This is a noisy breathing exercise. Try for 3 in and out breath cycles per second. This produces a quick movement of the diaphragm, suggesting a bellows. Breathe normally after each cycle. Do not do for more than 15 seconds on your first try. Keeping up with your body's maintenance is another full-time job. It can be fun and it can be challenging, but if you diversify your activities and introduce basic stretching into your lifestyle, certain pains in your life may ease up and you may find that your next massage will be another experience to enjoy for the mind, not just for the body. It can be fun and it can be challenging, but if you diversify your activities and introduce basic stretching into your lifestyle, certain pains in your life may ease up, and you may find that your next massage will be another experience to enjoy for the mind, not just the body. This is Alexi Meyer, guest host on Keeping Pace with Your Health. I am a certified and licensed massage therapist and owner of Driftwood Body Healing, located on Main Street in downtown Half Moon Bay. Driftwood Body Healing, where my motto is, remember to breathe.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel!
I'm
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
I have something to say to those I can't repay for all that you've done for me. You will never know my fate or what took place when my life was crashing.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to another episode of Coastside Carousel on KHMB. I am your host, Kevin Nova. You just heard a little bit of our guest this week. I'll tell you more about him in a moment. But first, Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, Inn, RV Park, and soon-to-be Motel. Man, they're growing. The thing about Cameron's, I also host the open mic where I meet a lot of these musicians that you hear on this show. So if you are a local musician or if you know somebody who is, come on out to Cameron's on a Thursday night. We got a nice big sound system. We got plenty of microphones and cables and everything you need and a really nice, friendly, built-in audience. It's a great atmosphere. It's one of the most welcoming audiences you can get in front of if you're new to this or if you're very seasoned and been doing it a long time. Come on down Thursday nights at 8 o'clock at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. Well, let's get started now. You heard a little bit about a minute ago from our guest. His name is KJ Smith. Hello, KJ.
Hello, Kevy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Neither of us brought our dogs this week.
Yes.
I left a little girl at home, and you usually have Domino with you.
Yes. Domino was unable to make the trip. He's cheering Allie on at her track meet.
Allie is your daughter?
Yes.
Okay. For those who don't know, for those who are listening and don't know, well, KJ Smith just won a songwriting contest. So tell us a little bit about that. And it was actually the song that we opened the show with, right?
Yes. The song was Unspeakably Wonderful. And the quick story about it is, back in the early 20s, a medical research team was doing a trial and they had kept diabetic dogs alive, which had never been done before. And so they proceeded immediately human trials and they gave 50 children who were dying in diabetic ward these shots, and halfway through, the children started waking up, and they had discovered the only known treatment for diabetes. And one of the girls, Elizabeth Hughes, when the doctor asked the next day what the shot felt like, she said, "Isn't it unspeakably wonderful?" And that's what the song's about.
But when she said that, what was she referring to?
They were asking her for a physical reaction. They said, "Did it burn? Did it cause numbness?" They were looking for something completely different, and she was 14 at the time. Wow. And she just looked at him and said, "Isn't it unspeakably wonderful?"
Nice.
Yes.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment. I'm going to talk about this in a little bit moment. But KJ Smith, you are a singer songwriter, and you just did win the songwriting competition, and that was West Coast Songwriters.
West Coast Songwriters, yes.
West Coast Songwriters. They're very popular. I've never been to any other.
It's
things, but I
great
hear
organization.
About it.
They're really great, and they've been supportive. And just if you look on their website, just Google it. You know, it's a great place to be.
So when you won the competition, the prize was studio time.
Correct.
And so you were able to go and you recorded five of your songs.
Five of the songs.
So yes. You now have this EP.
Yes.
Okay. The thing, I've listened to it several times now, and the thing I like about your songs, you're a family guy, and you write very personal songs.
Yes.
About yourself and your kids and your wife. And so I want to play three of those songs today. The first one I really like. This is a popular one. I've noticed when I've seen you do it live, people like this one a lot. And this is about a conversation with your son?
Yes. I have twins, Allison and Brendan, baby A and baby B, a boy and a girl. And
how old are they?
They're 15 now. And my son plays baseball, and in fact, the conversation was he was playing in Half Moon Bay right down from where Cameron's was, and we were coming up
Smithfield.
Yes, and we were coming back across, and the Giants were on. It was an exciting game. He had a particularly good game that day, and we were talking about different players and different strategies, and it just is one of those moments in time you wish you could capture and just freeze everything because, you know, it was just a special moment. It describes in the song how, you know, my son asked me if I'd want to be the superstar or that superstar, and in truth, I'd rather just be me.
Okay, well, let's hear the song, and the song is called I'd Rather Be
Me. I'd rather be. I don't blow the kind of
yeah. Don't oh, yeah. Thing. Don't give away the ending. Oh, we already did. Rats.
Shucks.
Oh well. Anyways, here's the song. This is KJ Smith with "I'd Rather Be."
Have a son who happens to be 13. You grow up, what do you wanna be? He looked me in the eye. Dad, I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna be Buster Posey. Remember my dad asking me same thing when I was 13. I remember what I said, if I was someone instead, I'd have to be Wayne Gretzky. But then I realized that I would be denied of the memories and the times with my children and my wife, and that would be a crime to me. Then my son said, hey, what about me? Would I choose Wayne or Buster Posey? I looked him in the eye, and he was quite surprised when I simply said, I'd rather be me, with apologies to Wayne Gretzky and Buster Posey. I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me.
And if you're tuning in, that was I'd Rather Be by KJ Smith. He is our guest this week on Coastside Carousel on KHMB. I'm your host, Kevy Nova. Hey, KJ.
Hey, Kevy.
That's a great song. I love that.
Thank you very much.
It reminds me, but there was a song that Gonzo did on The Muppet Show back in the 70s. I don't know if you know it. But he's singing about how, like, if he was rich or if he was a butterfly or whatever, his life would be so great. But then at the end of the song, he realizes that he's happy to be himself. He can appreciate butterflies and he can appreciate these things instead of being them.
We need the Muppets back. We really do. That was such a great show.
We need Jim Henson back. Yeah. You know, he was my idol.
I was actually thinking about that the other day. I used to work for, a microelectronics company, and one of my clients was Apple. And I remembered the Think Different campaign back in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to put big, huge posters. And one of the sales competitions, they were giving away some of them. And everybody's first choice was Jim Henson.
Yeah.
Oh, we ended up Muhammad Ali, but I would have rather.
Well, the last song that we just listened to, I'd Rather Be, it kind of reminds me when I was a kid. I was never really into sports. But when I was a kid, when I grew up, I wanted to be, which is probably why I was thinking about this too. I wanted to be either, Jim Henson or Luke Skywalker when I grew up. I wanted to be one of those two things.
No Han Solo? Wow.
Oh, no. Because Luke Skywalker had the Force.
Okay.
So everybody liked Han Solo because he's like cool and suave and he's the bad boy. Yeah. He gets Princess
Leia. When you're 11 years old, that's what it is.
But I just wanted a lightsaber. I wanted the Force.
Okay.
You know, I thought that was cooler, you know. Anyway, so the last song was about your son, who you said was a twin.
Yes.
Not an identical twin, though.
Nope.
Because the other twin is Allie.
Is my daughter Allison, yes. Allie is what we call her.
And so you have a song about her as well, which this ties into the song that we played a little bit in the opening.
Well, yeah, Unspeakably Wonderful, as I said, was the song about the discovery of insulin. My daughter Allison's a type 1 diabetic, and if you're not familiar, the disease requires, you know, you're insulin dependent for the rest of your life. And basically, every time you eat, you need to take a shot or administer insulin somehow on yourself. And Allison was diagnosed at 5, so she's been doing this now for 10 years. The song Hope where it came from was when Allie was diagnosed as a situation, she was just about to start kindergarten, and a wonderful organization, JDRF, had
what is it called?
JDRF, or Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
JDRF.
Yeah. And we raised some money for them, and they were very nice, and they had a dinner for her, and she dressed up in a red dress, which was about the first time I'd ever seen her in a dress, and probably the last time.
Yeah, I've never seen her in a dress.
No, getting her in a dress was the hardest thing we did, but she was in a red dress, and she had this beautiful smile, and they gave her a sign, a plaque that said hope on it, and she's holding it with this big smile, and I remember at the time thinking, this organization, you know, you're given this devastating news, but here's this sign that says hope. And out of all the songs I've ever written, my favorite lyric is the last lyric in the song, where it describes, as the parent of a diabetic, almost everyone I've talked to has had the dream of, you know, the cure. And, you know, we've had incredible progress on the treatment of this disease, in even just the last 10 years that I've been there. All of us as parents we've all had the dream that, you know, that the child is no longer needs the shots, needs the finger pokes, and needs the cure. So that was the nugget of the song.
We'll keep doing the work, and hopefully that happens. But here's the song. This is Hope by KJ Smith.
It's 2007, it all changed in a second. I'll never forget the day. Can't believe what the doctor did say. Said your 5-year-old girl has an incurable disease. She has type 1 diabetes. Rest of her life she will always need insulin anytime she eats. Her eyes stare up at me with fierce bravery, and Dad, I'm not afraid. I'm with you and we'll be okay. And fearless and strong is how she leads, refusing to bow down to the disease. Nothing I can't do, she will often say, and look out, well, she's on her way. But no matter how hard she works, constantly the disease lurks. Every day, brilliant people try make the things that help them survive. And as parents, we always have hope. I have my favorite dream. She comes rushing up to me, and the doctor says it's true. They found the cure, it's over for you. And God, I have one request, you see. When they cure this terrible disease, let me hear the words from a voice. Then we'll hug and we'll rejoice. That's all I ask, that's all I need. Please just let my girl be free, be free, be free, be free.
And that was Hope by KJ Smith. He is our guest on Coastside Carousel this week. The song was about his 15-year-old daughter, Allison,
yes,
who has diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful song. It really is. And you know what? I know your kids. And just for the listeners, I do know KJ's kids, and they're wonderful kids. Allie, you would never even know that she has anything because she's such a vibrant.
No, in fact, she ran a personal best record. With type 1 diabetes, it's a question of management, because everything else is healthy in the body except for the pancreas. And the pancreas has one simple job to, you know, give you insulin, which allows you to metabolize sugar. And so diabetics, you know, can have, you know, very active, very, you know, lives as they choose to manage it. And she just happens to like to run track. She plays soccer. She, you know, and she's an athlete. She's also a left-handed ukulele player, which Gabby likes.
Well, anyways, you've got some wonderful kids. I know you have an older daughter too.
Yes.
But hi, Megan. We're going to play one more song. And you didn't make these kids all by yourself now, did
you?
No. No, you had a hand in that, right?
I had the easy part.
you had the easy part, yeah. So you have a song on your new EP for your wife. It's called Take the Ride With Me.
That's correct.
And so we're just going to play that song right now. This is Take the Ride With Me by KJ Smith.
Wish that I could turn back time when we met in our youth, in our prime. If I could show you the things that we would see, what would become of us and what we would be. If I could show you, I wonder if you'd like the mountains we'd climb and the trails that we would bike. If I could show you the trees that we would ski, the rivers we'd raft while laughing on the beach. Everybody wants to see, won't you please come and take a ride with me? Everybody wants to see, won't you please come and take a ride with me? But if we use the past as our guide, future's gonna be a hell of a ride. While some in life slow down at this stage, like fine wine, you're getting better with age. Everybody wants to see, won't you please come and take a ride with me? Everybody wants to see, won't you please come and take a ride with me? I will love you till the end of time. Always love you till the end of time. Everybody wants to see, won't you please come and take a ride with me? Everybody wants to see, won't you please come and take a ride with me? Everybody wants to see, won't you please come and take a ride with me? Everybody wants to see, won't you please come and take a ride with me?
And that was Take the Ride With Me by KJ Smith. Hi, KJ.
Hi, Kevin.
KJ's our guest on Coastside Carousel this week, but that brings us to the end of the show. We're out of time, KJ. Thanks for being here. Now, if people want to find you online, how do they do that?
Just go ahead and go to kjsongs.com, kjsongs.com, and my website's there, and the entire EP is for sale. You can download it from there. You can also be on a mailing list and see lots of pictures of me, my wonderful family, and my kids.
Excellent. KJSongs.com. Okay, everybody, go there if you like the songs you heard today. And let all of your friends and family know about Coastside Carousel. And thanks for being our guest this week.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
And also, you can visit me at kevynova.com. It's K-E-V-Y-N-O-V-A. Think of the Chevy Nova, but with a K. And also visit Coastside Carousel at khmbradio.com. Click on Coastside Carousel. Share it with your friends and family, because you can listen to this not only on 100.9 FM in Half Moon Bay, but you can listen to it anywhere, any day, night, anytime, anywhere in the world, on the internet. So thank you all for listening. I hope to hear you again, or I hope you'll hear me again. And until then, it's a beautiful day in Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel, on the carousel. You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.